Jaina's request made sense, and even if it had not, Ben was too worried to protest. He hadn't felt anything to suggest that his father had died, but he couldn't sense his father's presence either. It was as though Luke Skywalker had gone missing from the Force. Vistara pulled her hand free, then gently placed her palm on his chest.
Go on, Ben. Check on your father.
She rose onto her toes and kissed Ben on the lips. It was long and deep and filled with love. And under normal circumstances, it would have made his heart skip beats. But with his father lying wounded inside the pinnace, Ben took it as a gesture of support. Vistara's way of being there for him, even though she had to stand watch outside. He allowed the kiss to continue until it finally began to feel a little sad and frightened, then placed his hands on her shoulders and looked into her brown eyes.
There's nothing to worry about, Vess, he said. If Abeloth couldn't kill us, ship doesn't stand a chance.
Vistara nodded and forced a smile.
I know that.
She stepped back, then flicked her fingers toward the hatchway.
Go on now. I hope your father is going to be okay.
Thanks, Ben said. I'll see you in a few minutes.
He turned away, and once Jaina had stepped aside, boarded the pinnace. It was a typical Elite Forces strike craft, compact and loaded with specialized equipment, much of it cratered, scorched, and shattered by the hits that it had breached the hull. The flight deck lay to the right, behind a durasteel bulkhead and an open iris hatch. Jaina pointed down a narrow corridor that led toward the stern of the craft.
The med bay is aft.
She pressed a couple of buttons on a control pad mounted on the inner hull, and the boarding ramp began to retract.
I'll be back in a minute.
Ben frowned.
What are you doing?
He asked.
I keep telling you,
I can't check hull integrity with an open hatch, Jaina interrupted, giving him a look that seemed equal parts sympathy and impatience.
And your girlfriend is fine. It's Luke Skywalker you should be worrying about.
Ben could tell by Jaina's abrupt manner that she wasn't being entirely honest with him, but it was hard to argue against the need for a hull integrity test. He studied her a moment, trying to figure out why she was acting so strange and what she wasn't saying. Finally, he decided that whatever she was hiding, it could wait until after he had seen his father.
Okay, but don't even think about leaving without Vistara, he said, going down the corridor. If not for her...
Ben, don't worry,
Jaina interrupted.
The last thing I intend to do is leave Vistara Kai on this planet.
Ben ignored the sharpness of her tone and continued on toward the medbay. He could tell by the heavy odor of antiseptic and Bactisolve that his father was in bad shape.
He reached out in the Force, trying to find some hint of his father's condition, and felt the lukewarm presence of a non-sentient being, or a Jedi so deep in a healing trance that he appeared to be in a coma.